Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment. Those of us who opposed Prop 57 when it was presented to voters warned of the effects if the initiative passed. The truth are now slowly but surely being substantiated. The latest and unlikely source is the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitations, as well as sex offenders and their advocates. Governor Jerry Brown and the supporters of this ballot measure insisted only nonviolent felons were eligible for early release. Prosecutors throughout the state and others repeatedly warned this was a partial claim because the initiative never defined what offenses qualified as nonviolent, leaving a legal presumption that any crime not defined as a violent felony would likely meet the criteria, including a host of sex crimes. These crimes include rape, sodomy, oral copulation of an unconscious person, and others. We doubt the victims of such crimes or any rational person would agree they were nonviolent. Nevertheless, during the campaign, Governor Brown and his allies continued to unconscionably perpetuate the lie that only nonviolent offenders would get an early release. Their tactic and the $14 million they spent was successful. California voters approved the initiative by nearly a two-thirds margin based on their presentation. Now that the initiative is law, application of its provisions has revealed the truth, as was warned by those of us working against this initiative. Those regulations define as a nonviolent offender an inmate who is serving a sentence on both a violent and nonviolent felony. So the message to criminals is, if you're going to commit a violent crime, make sure to commit a nonviolent crime at the same time so you can be eligible for early release. Unbelievable, isn't it? During the campaign period, when it was pointed out to the governor that the law would allow early release of sex offenders, the governor promised that that wouldn't happen because regulations would be written to prevent it. That won't fly, is what was said by those of us trying to oppose it, because the language allows them to be eligible and they'll sue you if the regulations are different. They're suing. We don't support sex offender lawsuits. However, their filings expose the faulty measures that Prop 57 proponents, who knew their measure would not pass if voters were told the truth, presented and sold to the public. It was based on convincing the voters that it was carefully crafted to apply to a limited number of offenses. Now we know it applies to inmates in prison for violent felonies and for life sentences. So sad. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.